Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
Welcome to DSC's Campfires with Larry Wysoon. The unique blend of hunting, conservation, and the outdoor lifestyle delivered in an entertaining, informative fashion that only a veteran outdoorsman can do. DSC Campfires is brought to you by DSC, the Dallas Safari Club, conservation, education, and hunter advocacy. Hornady, accurate, deadly, dependable. Trigicon, brilliant aiming solutions. Ruger, rugged, reliable firearms. Burnham Brothers Game Calls, the callingest call made. Double Nickel Taxidermy, where hunting memories are preserved. Now here's your host, Larry Wysoon.
Mr. David Fox, thank you for setting up a campfire this morning and starting the fire. This morning, we're at a little bit of different of a campfire. I'm in the DSC offices up in Dallas, Texas, and I've got Carson Keyes with me and also Nate Watson, who are very integral in what's going on as far as DSC is concerned. Nate with membership, Carson with the chapters, but they both work together on a lot of different projects as so many other people do with DSC. I'm going to start this morning with Nate, because, Nate, you've just become an official what?
I'm an official measure for the Boone and Crockett Club. So got to spend the last week up in beautiful Missoula, Montana with the guys at BNC. Had a great time going through their program and class, learning to score all 38 categories of North American big game. So everything from walrus to all the ungulates to bear, lion, and pretty much everything in between. So it was pretty cool getting my hands on some animals that I don't get the opportunity to be around on a frequent basis.
You had a tough week, to say the least.
Yes.
You had a really hard week in Missoula, Montana.
I felt so sorry for him when we got here.
Would text me and say, man, I'm just having trouble with this.
And yeah.
Help me out.
The temperature, I'm really missing that 100-degree temperature with 100-degree,
probably 100%
humidity.
And yeah. He just had a rough week. We're glad to have him back.
It was real rough. We did the class, and then all of us went to a brewery and had a beer by the river. So,
I really was kind of feeling sorry for him when he mentioned that.
Definitely long hours. So,
well, that too is an absolutely great organization. I've been a professional member of Boone and Crockett Club now for a bunch of years, and those guys do a fantastic job. And why do you two think, and we'll start right here because it brings up a good point, why keep records on big game?
That's a great question. As many folks know, there's a handful of different kind of scoring and measuring systems out there. Different organizations do it differently, but my favorite part about the Boone and Crockett Club, they were founded in 1887 by one of our former presidents, Theodore Roosevelt, one of the fathers of conservation. And so the history with this organization is incredible. You can go on their website and do all the exploring and reading you want to do, but they put a big emphasis on the animal and not the hunter. There's a ton of variables and factors that go into producing a mature animal, and their system is what honors that. It's not as much about the hunter as it is, hey, we have a management and conservation system in place where we can grow mature animals and manage our populations well. And so the Boone and Crockett Club does an awesome job of honoring that tradition. And you can go on their website, order some of their books, and look at the different records from the past 150 years, and it's it's pretty cool to see some of the different stories they have in there and the different specimens of animals that are extremely unique and represent those species well.
I think it really speaks to the North American model of wildlife conservation, where we are, maybe not on a annual basis, but people are routinely breaking records when it comes to the maturity and the size of the critters that we are able to produce on a lot of times public lands, which is just incredible in my opinion. And so I think it's really cool to look back. For instance, the world record, I believe it's non-typical elk, was taken in Montana not too long ago, like within the last 5 years. I believe it's non-typical. That's what I'm not sure about.
Right.
But that was just taken on a general over-the-counter, maybe not an over-the-counter tag, but just a general tag that any resident of Montana could buy. And this guy shot a monster elk with his bow in a unit that he wasn't even expecting to see a monster elk. And people, I'm a big mule deer guy, and people say, just kind of folklore, like, there's a 200-inch mule deer in every unit in Colorado. And I truly believe that. And I just think it's just a matter of digging them up. But that is just a really, I think just that just speaks to the success and the efficacy of the model of the North American model of wildlife conservation.
To me, being a wildlife biologist like you guys are too, but yeah. To me, size denotes health.
Yes.
And as over the years, we've seen the increase in numbers produced, particularly in some of the deer species, yep. of big animals in yep. terms of big antlers. And that is nothing more than a reflection upon what you just said, the North American model,
yep.
and the fact that these animals are healthy.
Yep.
A healthy animal produces a big frame, whether it's a skull, whether it's a horn,
yep,
whether
exactly.
it's an antler, or whatever. Yep. And so it speaks very well to what we've done
Absolutely.
Over the years here.
And something I've seen in the industry in the last several years, and I think this is really cool, but the emphasis on the animal has more been to the maturity of the animal as opposed to the size of the antlers. And I think that's really cool. I think being able to outsmart a 8-year-old elk or an 8-year-old mule deer or whitetail is like one of the... I've never done it, personally. One of these days I might, but... I think that is so cool, just the ability to outsmart something that's sent every day for the last 8, 7, 6, 10 years, whatever it may be, in the woods, evading critters a heck of a lot smarter and more efficient than you are. I think that is really cool, and I've kind of seen that switch in the industry a lot. It's been a lot of, pardon me, it's been a there's been more of a focus on the maturity of the animals as
right,
opposed
exactly.
to This was an awesome 4-year-old or 5-year-old that's in his absolute prime in terms of size, and so he was giant, but he wasn't mature. And
right.
so I think the maturity thing is really cool, and it's been really enjoyable to watch that people be emphasizing that lately. And I'm sure you guys talked about that in Missoula last week quite a bit.
Yeah, Boone and Crockett also does a great job of setting kind of the industry standards for ethics when it comes to hunting as well. They have a great team of guys and gals working over there. Kyle and Justin Spring, they're the two guys who run the Big Game Awards program. Both of them are top-notch guys. They know the system inside and out, and they do a great job of being advocates for efficacy and sustainable wildlife use.
Fair Chase Hunts,
yeah. Yes, sir.
I agree. There's so much involved with that organization in so many different ways, as you mentioned, the history. And again, to me, the reason we do keep records is to continue to show the health of that animal
yeah.
as we increase. The maturity thing is a very interesting thing
mm-hmm.
because there was a time, like, let's take, for instance, white-tailed deer. You just counted points. You count, or a guy with
yep.
spread or weight or whatever. And now it's how old was he? No matter how big he is, you know, his antlers are,
yep.
how old was he?
Yep.
Years ago, John Wooders and I did one of the first aging videos. It's
mm-hmm.
called, it was done with Jerry Smith, and we would show a deer and extract what we were looking at to determine what the age was
mm-hmm.
and the antler size
yep.
of it. And after that, a whole lot of other people picked up on it. But
yep.
we did a lot of that stuff years and years ago, back in probably the middle to late 1980s. And those kind of things really have picked up over the years. I mean,
yeah.
I've had youngsters out that go, how old is he?
Yep.
Not how big is he,
yep.
how old is he? And that I truly appreciate as yep. well. So we've come a long way. We've still got a little way to go here and
yep.
there. But things like Boone and Crockett Club, and of course they're a great ally, if you will, of DSC and the things we do through DSC as well, too.
Yep.
Carson, you've been very much involved with all the chapters. It's been an interesting 18 months when it comes to chapter events and those kind of things.
It's my entire job is predicated on the ability to travel and gather. Largely.
And you're a hunter-gatherer in a slightly different manner than denotes.
Yeah, and so the last 18 months has been just an absolute whirlwind when it comes to that. I mean, when the world essentially shut down due to COVID, due to the pandemic, I was in Connecticut visiting our Northeast chapter, and I was on the last flight out of Connecticut back to Texas.
Really?
I thought, man, you know the boards in the airport where it says your flights and every once in a while, you'll see the poor souls with the delayed or the canceled flight. We were all those poor souls. I mean, they were just canceled. And I just happened to get, I got pushed back onto a flight that just, for some reason or another, by the grace of God, took off and made it back to Texas. But I was fixing to rent a car and drive it back to Texas. It was that bad. I was about to call Boss Man and be like, it's going to be a couple days. I'm not going to be in tomorrow, but I'll be in when I'm in. So we went from that to this weekend we are having, I'm headed to Oklahoma. Our DSC Oklahoma chapter has a banquet this weekend, their third banquet. And this is our second in-person banquet of the year. And, so we went from that extreme to now we're kind of starting to open up and we're able to gather as friends and as sportsmen and women and celebrate our way of life again. And it's been awesome. It's been a long time coming. So you really... You don't know what you got till it's gone, and the last 18 months has been just—it's been hard on everybody, specifically our outfitters as well. But it's been—it's really nice to be able to get back together with our friends and our chapter.
It really seemed like things are opening up. This will actually will occur sometime after that you've been up there, about a month or so. And we just came off of a highly successful DSC Foundation gala and fundraiser as well too, and it was so good to see everybody. I mean, they were smiling faces. They stayed until the end. And usually what I do is I judge the how well something went in those kind of events by how many people are there when the last gavel hits, it's over with and everybody is either gone or they're leaving. And there were still, I would say, 95% of the people that were at that event there when we were getting ready to close the doors. And they all left with smiling faces. Yeah. And again, I think that was part of it. Now, we've got an event coming up with DSC. I talked to Corey about it a little bit. August the 14th, I think it is, right?
Yep. Yes, sir.
And it's going to be at the...
So it's night at the... evening at the mansion, at the Belo Mansion in Dallas, Texas. So we have an awesome lineup of auction items up for grabs that night. Live auction, silent auction. You'll be able to purchase tickets, I believe, later this week, actually.
Yeah.
They're opening it up. So... it's going to be a fantastic event and one of the real first DSC proper events we've gotten to host since the shutdown last year. So we're extremely excited about that. And literally before you walked in the office, I was working on the initial kind of email that's going to go out to all our members about buying tickets, viewing the auction items online, bidding, all that kind of fun stuff. So information will be coming out here shortly.
The online auction things have been really interesting. This has opened up some doors that we previously really had kind of knocked on, but there wasn't really a door there. This has been really, everybody wants to be there. There's no question. But occasionally something happens where the last moment you can't go there, or there are plans where you predeceive these kind of things. So, but that is a way to become involved, is it not?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's an awesome way. I mean, whether it's our chapters or other members across the country, around the world, they can view the online auctions at any time. They can bid. It's an extremely easy system. All you have to do is kind of register an account with some basic information. And then you can go online. You can view the auction lineup, read the auction descriptions about everything that's up for grabs, and bid right then and there. I always pass it around to a handful of buddies. And typically the night of the auction, I'm getting a whole bunch of texts saying, hey, should I bid on this or where's this at right now? Should I log on? And so, yeah, it's extremely fun to watch at our February virtual event. It was cool to see the different bids coming in from kind of all corners of the country and
all
world.
All over the world, actually, wasn't it?
We had guys bidding against people from Wyoming, Carolinas, Pennsylvania, South Africa. There was folks everywhere. It was pretty fun to watch the bidding wars.
If you had the technical skills to sign up for an Amazon account, you had the technical skills required to register and bid for these
online. Let me tell you, it is extremely easy because I am the world's worst when it comes to that. And matter of fact, we did a deal for online hunting auctions. One at your desk and one at your desk that they're using on different places. So do we have an address for them to go to at this point? Is it going to be this for the upcoming August event? Is it going
to
be...
If you just go to onlinehuntingauctions.com, they have kind of like a...
Like a master list.
Like a master list of upcoming auctions. And I just checked this morning, and the evening at the mansion is on there right now. It's on the master list. Yeah, okay. So you don't even have to search for it. Just look for the DSC. Just go to onlinehuntingauctions.com and look for the DSC logo. While you're at it, you should sign on to some of the chapter auctions because we've got quite a few of those coming up. So look for all the DSC logos and click on all of them, and you'll be able to get in there super easy. Like I said, if you can sign up for an Amazon account, you are more than qualified to sign up for
it is really easy. I can attest to that for a lot of different reasons. Now, we've also, since we're talking about some of the chapter events, I'm going to join you guys up at the Lubbock Sportsman Club DSC chapter up there, too, and that is August the
28th,
I think, August 28th as well, too. And I've been visiting with some of those guys up there, and I know that list that they have for, they're doing a virtual auction, too, are they not?
So I'm still talking with Tim about that. They've been old school up until this point.
I know they have.
Yeah, and so I might. Tim Gafford is the president up there, and he's been the one holdout for online auctions.
Well, I think after Tim saw what we did with the gala, he might decide that.
My argument got a heck of a lot easier. So we'll see. But if this would be the year that they start it for sure.
Yes.
So we're still kind of on the fence. Tim is still on the fence.
Yeah.
But I think he's. He's seen the ways. So.
Well, it's amazing how many people you bring in when you to the auction, because there are a lot of places that, because the hunts that we offer through DSC and the items we offer, they're pretty much vetted. If they're listed as an auction item on anything having to do with DSC, whether it be the chapters, whether it be the DSC proper or DSC Foundation, those are hunts that many of us have been on, and we know that they're good. If there's products there, we know they're good. So they're truly vetted in so many different ways. Yep. So that helps a lot too. Absolutely. It's not like you're going online and you got 20 different things here that you're looking at from outfitter. Well, this has got a pretty page to go to.
Yep.
So these are, and there's usually references involved. So
absolutely.
Really good way to do it.
And for just real quick note on that, if you are interested in an item that's online and you can't, you're not going to have the ability to be there in person, it would behoove you to call the outfitter ahead of time. If you're interested in this mountain goat hunt, call the outfitter and ask them some questions about it. And then that will make you so much more comfortable with bidding on that item, kind of sight unseen, so to speak. But there's absolutely no issue with that. And there's, generally speaking, all the contact information for both our auctions, DSC proper, the foundation's auctions, the chapter auctions. Generally speaking, all the contact information is in the description of the item.
Exactly. And I know for a fact, like with the gala thing that we just finished, that there, on some of the hunts that I've been involved in, we had people calling the outfitter, and
super
the
smart.
Outfitter actually booked hunts, not only, through, they booked extra hunts out of it. So it's a great place if there's an outfitter out there or a company that would like to get involved, and they're a good reputable group, donating to one of the DSC chapters or any of the DSC functions is a pretty darn good way to get your face out there.
Absolutely. And we appreciate our online buyers and donors, I mean, just as much as the people in the
Amen.
Event. I mean, it's we're all in this together. We're all in the same fight. We're all hosting the same flag. And so it's the online hunting auctions has really opened up a world that we hadn't previously had, where our friends from all over the world can virtually gather with us and maybe not gather and enjoy some of the laughs and things like that, unfortunately, but hey, we can still get together and raise the funds necessary to expand and protect our way of life.
Amen. And that's never been more important than it is right now.
Lord, no.
Nate, what's going on? I know you're continually working on new membership benefits and all those kind of things. There's not a day probably goes by that you're not involved in some form or fashion of that. I know there have been several that have come up because I've seen them come across the, you know, the internet. What all have you been working on? What can you tell anybody else right now that may not be a member? And I can't imagine hardly anybody listening to this thing. It's not already a DSC member, but maybe they can tell somebody else about it.
Yeah, a couple of sweet membership promotional things we've done over the past couple months and things that are coming up. I've been trying to roll out a DSC membership discount at least once a month. So that's kind of the goal for the year, get one out every single month. So we've done one with Christians in Arms. We've done Onyx Maps. We've done Cryptech. We just launched one a couple weeks ago with Gunworks. They put together an awesome package. So
yes, they did.
Go check out your email from DSC. They were offering $750 off one of their long-range rifle systems. So, I mean, that's gun, scope, everything you need.
Next time you miss, you if you have a Gunworks, if you miss, you know it's not the gun.
Yep. You can't blame the gun.
No, you can't. Point. You can't blame the gun.
So those guys have been fantastic to work with. We have some other really great ones coming up here in the next couple months. So be on the lookout for those. Check your emails from DSC. We are going to be hosting another membership drive sometime in around the month of September. So it'll be kind of an incentive program. If you join, renew, or upgrade, you're entered for a chance to win a handful of different items. So there's going to be four different packages you can potentially win. So there's going to be a Western hunting package, an archery package, a sportswomen package, and a bird hunting package. So in those packages, there's everything from optics to coolers to there's a couple guns to backpacks to tents. We have some great partners. We literally just got in a couple donations from our friends at Stone Glacier. They sent us.
We may or may not have played with them a little
we
bit.
We may or may not have tested them.
You want to field test to make sure
make sure our members are getting
absolutely.
Good stuff.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We set up the two-person skyscraper tent in the office last week.
You did?
It's a great product. We endorse it. And then the folks at Kinsey's Optics down in outside Cartersville, Georgia, they've been excellent, and they're donating a handful of optics for these different packages. So both those companies are exhibitors, and they've been nothing but fantastic to work with. So we thank them for their support.
We're so fortunate that we do have such great partners all the way through within the industry, from the product side to service side to outfitters and guides and all those other kind of people that are involved in the outdoors. I know you guys are looking forward to the January convention as well this year, too. And I honestly can't wait to be very – this was going to be the 40th anniversary.
Yep.
Yeah. Of DSC, so that is out of this world. I've visited with Corey Mason a little bit about some of this and some of the things that are planned and for the 40th anniversary, and they're just going to keep adding at this point. I mean, it's already at the highest level that you can imagine, and now it's just going to keep getting better kind of thing.
Yeah, we're excited to gather again in Dallas January 6th through 9th of this upcoming year. It was a weird year not being able to have the full convention like we usually do. So the hiatus might have been good for us to catch our breaths a little bit, but we're ready to dive back in and see everyone in Dallas in January.
I think you've already dived. I think you've left the platform already at this point.
That's true. We're midair right now.
Trying to get all the last-minute details taken care of.
Try not to belly flop.
Nate, tell me, I know we've got several different levels of membership, and what are the levels of membership? And I want to talk to you a little bit more about the chapters, but with you, Carson, but on the memberships, how do they get involved? Where can they go to become a DSC member and all those other kind of good things?
Yeah, we have a handful of different membership levels. Kind of starting at the base, we have the Base Camp membership, which is $45 a year. You get our publications, communications, some DSC kind of swag goodies, that kind of thing. That's a great way to kind of dip your toes in and kick the tires a little bit and find out what DSC is about. So with our memberships, you get a handful of different things, everything from your new member packet with some goodies in it to a bunch of different opportunities to be involved in the conservation space, especially here in North America. We send out action alerts to specific states or regions, if it's a state issue, or to all our members, if it's a federal issue, about different legislation that's been introduced and ways you can contact your representative and say, hey, I want you to vote yes on this or vote nay on this. So there's some great ways to really put your money where your mouth is and be an active participant conservation here in the United States especially. But after our base camp membership, we have our sponsor membership that's $100 a year. You can always add a spouse to any of the membership levels for $25. So that's a great deal going. You can also add a youth membership for $25 as well. So they receive all the same member benefits, but at a little bit of a discount. So, and then there's the at the top end, we have the DSC Life membership, which is kind of the ultimate membership package we have going. That's $1,500. You can always pay it in installments. You get a handful of great things with that membership, like the DSC Life Member Cryptech Vest, invitation to the Life Member Breakfast at Convention, where we have an exclusive lineup of auction items just for our Life members. And I signed up for one last year. I'm trying to talk Carson into signing up.
I've already got it cleared with the wife. One of these chapter banquets is going to get a bid for me.
Okay.
These life memberships.
Let's see it.
Oh, yeah.
So, I think Larry's been a life member longer than each of us have been alive. So,
that's probably true.
We're pretty close, guys. But no, if you have any questions or anything like that, feel free to contact me here at the DSC office. My email is nate@biggame.org, and you can always log on to our website and sign up through there at biggame.org.
Carson, you just mentioned your wife. You are relatively recently married.
I am very recently married, yeah. And
you're so fortunate to have the wife that you have, too.
I've married up, Larry.
I've known her family for a long time.
Yeah.
I questioned her judgment a time or two. But
when it came to me?
Yeah.
You and me both.
No, yeah. She's an absolutely fantastic lady.
And, she is.
And I'm so proud of both of you. But chapters coming up. Yep. I mean, we've got some chapters coming up. That, like, as you mentioned, you're going to be, unfortunately, this will already have occurred in Oklahoma City, but yep. We've got the other one coming up in August in Lubbock. And
we've got two in August. Yeah, we've
two
got
in August.
We got New Mexico and Lubbock. New Mexico was supposed to be an in-person banquet. Unfortunately, the gathering portion of these banquets is still questionable in the state of New Mexico right now. And
right.
So shout out to the DSC New Mexico group. They pushed it to the absolute limit.
Yes.
To where it was basically, hey, we either need to commit to doing an in-person banquet and get all those ducks in a row, because that's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work.
That's not something you just throw together in a week.
No, sure.
Especially the quality of which they do it. We either need to commit to that or do an online event. And unfortunately, we're kind of backed into a corner where they're being forced to do an online event, which is unfortunate in some ways, because we always love getting together and supporting our partners and seeing everybody from New Mexico. It's a fantastic state. I won't hold it against Nate. Or I guess I won't hold it against New Mexico that Nate's from there. But but they're going to have an online banquet, and it's going to be wildly successful. I'm really looking forward to helping those guys however they need. But we're going to have Lubbock in August 28th, and that's going to be just an awesome show. They're moving to a bigger venue this year. It's the same venue, it's just a bigger room at the Lubbock Convention Center, and that's going to be a fantastic event. We're also having, in July, we are having, DSC Georgia is having a in-person banquet.
Oh, they are.
That's going to be a fantastic event.
When is that one going to be?
July 14th.
July 14th.
Yes, sir. Yep, that's a Wednesday, so it's going to be an odd deal. I've never done a Wednesday banquet before. I've done Thursday banquets, and those have been pretty successful.
Right.
But the cool thing about our chapter system is they have the autonomy to make those decisions.
Yes.
And if they say that, hey, this is going to work really well for our demographic and for our communities.
And every demographic's a little bit different.
Oh, absolutely. And I certainly am not the one to make that call.
No.
And nor are we here in Dallas. And so it's going to be really cool. It's really interesting to see how that Wednesday banquet goes. But we also have several different chapter events throughout the year that may or may not be that typical banquet-style event.
Heartland, those guys are tearing it up this year. I think they're going to have 6 youth-centric events this year. They've already had one last weekend. They have one, I believe, this weekend or the following weekend. I mean,
they've got several that, by the time this airs over, yes, several that they've already done. They are very, very much involved,
yes,
on the youth side of things.
Yeah.
I give them credit. I've been up there as a speaker a time or two, been involved with those guys, and spent time up there with you as well, too. But, and every one of these chapters that we have, and how many chapters are there?
We've got 13 now.
We've got 13 chapters as of right now.
Of
course, always working on some other opportunities as well, too. But each one of those chapters, they do a tremendous amount of work in their immediate area and outside of those areas as well, too.
It's pretty unbelievable. I just gave a presentation to the board last night, to our board, and it's pretty, when you actually sit down and put numbers to it, it's pretty unbelievable what our chapters have been able to accomplish in the last 5 years. And we started the chapter system in 2015, so I suppose that's 6 years. But one of the things that I'm working on, and that our chapters have been able to accomplish all of these amazing feats, largely working autonomously. And what I mean by that is there just hasn't been a ton of teamwork in the chapter system, and not because we don't like each other. There just, no one's facilitated that. And so this year, one of my really big goals is to foster and facilitate this culture of teamwork and camaraderie that we've got going in the chapter system. We've got a ton of momentum going right now, and those are largely due to a couple events, and I can touch on those here in a little bit. But fostering that teamwork and camaraderie, and man alive, it's been fantastic to see it. I am rip-roaring excited for 2022 and for the rest of the banquet season. But there's going to be some really cool stuff coming out of the DSC chapter system. There already has been.
Yes, there has.
But there's fixing to be a whole heck of a lot more. So I'm really excited for the future.
You meant you were going to try to touch on a couple of other things.
Yeah.
What were those that you were going to touch on?
So generally speaking, our chapters have been able to gather with each other once a year for the last couple of years, and that's at the DSC chapter breakfast at our convention, held every Friday. It's just a 2-hour kind of brunch breakfast event where we're all able to get together and have some best practices discussions and things like that. But one of the events that we've been wanting to do here at DSC for several years now has been a DSC chapter president's summit or something to that effect, and where we can gather all of our chapter leadership, our DSC leadership, the DSC Foundation leadership, and myself, and really spend a weekend together and talk shop about some of these things. And we were able to do that this January 2021 at the FTW Ranch down in South Texas in conjunction with the DSC Foundation and obviously the ranch. And next time you see those guys, give them a thank you from the chapter system, because without them, none of this momentum that I just spoke of would even be possible. So, I mean, huge shout out to those guys. They've been awesome to work with. It's been really fun. But so anyway, we had a whole weekend together where we were able to shoot and have a lot of fun, share a few beers, not at the same time as the shooting. I should put that out there, and have some really good discussions. But Larry, the biggest thing that I took away from that is it was just so awesome to see those guys and gals gather and form bonds and friendships. And so my mission now is to just keep that going. And so one of the ways we've done that recently is via a kind of a Zoom chapter roundtable discussion.
Perfect.
I know people are probably just over Zoom, but it was an awesome event. And it was just another opportunity for us as a chapter system, for our chapter partners to gather and just talk about things that were pertaining to them. And so maybe that's, hey, guys, this is something I could use some help on. I could use some advice. How do you guys do this? What would you suggest? Or, hey, this is a new idea I have. Tell me I'm crazy. Or if I'm not crazy, let's flesh it out and like get it going. And feel free to use it at your banquets or your chapters. And so that's some of the momentum we've built this year. And I'm telling you, it's going to be transformational for the chapter system and ultimately for DSC. So I am just really excited.
I totally agree. I was involved with the round table, whatever you want to call it. And that was an absolutely fantastic opportunity to get everybody together and to exchange ideas.
Yep.
And a lot of those guys had met, but a lot of them had not ever met. And so it really did bring them together.
Yep.
So now to me, if I know somebody that's on the Zoom meeting, if I know the guys,
yep,
and I've been around with them in person, which we were able to do. Yeah. It's a little bit easier on those Zoom meetings that way, as opposed to where you just grab this guy, and you never, everybody's kind of look to see who they are.
They can be the Zoom meetings can be very sterile if you don't have that prior
relationship. And we were able to set that up with that. Yeah. If somebody was to become a member and a listing of the chapters where we have, how do they find out about that?
So anybody can go to our webpage, which is www.biggame.org, and there's a chapters tab up in the top of the screen there, and there's a chapter directory there, and you can scroll through all the chapters and see which one is closest to your area. But we're also looking to start new chapters all the time, and so if you're just interested and want to find out more, hey, what does this look like? What is the commitments and things like that? What are some of these key details that I should know before I do this, before I commit? Give me a call. I'd be happy to discuss it with you. And if it's, if it's something that you're really interested in doing, I'll fly out and see you, and we can set a meeting with some of the folks in your area, some of the DSC members in your area, and I'll fly out there and we'll set up a meeting and we'll have this discussion. Just a kind of an informal Q&A with a group of ideally 20 to 30 people, and we can grab some dinner, grab some beers, and get to know one another and talk shop about the chapter system.
Absolutely perfect. Yeah. Absolutely perfect. Before we close this out, Carson, I mean, you I appreciate what you said. Yeah. I'm going to ask him back to Nate one more time. Sure. Anything you'd like to add, Nate, to anything that we've discussed here this morning?
That's about it. I mean, at the end of the day, there's a ton of different NGOs out there that support wildlife conservation, whether that's broadly or a species-specific group. But here at DSC, we touch just about every issue, whether that's here in the States, abroad, when it comes to hunting and gun rights, wildlife conservation. So, go sign up for memberships with all organizations. But just know, when you sign up for a membership with DSC, you're having an impact on issues happening here in the state of Texas, happening around the country and around the world. So visit our website, give me a ring. Love to sign you up for a membership or answer any questions you may have.
It's amazing what y'all get done, because I'm sure everybody thinks that these offices that we're in, we're having our kind of virtual campfire this morning, are huge. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking at a very high percentage of the total staff involved at DSC, and these guys do an absolutely fantastic job. And again, the website is biggame.org. Carson, Nate, thank you for joining us around the campfire this morning. Look forward to our next opportunity.
Hopefully it's a real campfire next time, Larry. Maybe we can make that happen.
Agreed. Thanks for joining us around the campfire. To leave a comment or suggestion for an upcoming episode, go to Instagram at Larry Wysoon Outdoors. Please join me right here next week for another DSC's Campfire.
DSC's Campfires with Larry Wysoon has also been brought to you by Texas Wildlife Association, working for tomorrow's wildlife today. Texas-raised hunting products, the Scent Gods, Kinetrek boots for the trails less traveled, Boyt, the finest in hunting gear, Pyramid Air for all things air gun, and Ripcord Rescue Travel Protection.
You'd think, with four of us spread out on a tiny island, that the task of tagging a whitetail would not be a big thing. But, as I've learned, no matter where I've been, whitetails can be damn tricky.
Pursuing wild game in wild places. Tune in to Hunt Stand Presents Saturdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment. One of the most legendary shows in the outdoors is on Waypoint TV. Don't miss Primo's Truth About Hunting, Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.